A highly unusual step today by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. It involves the nomination of John Bolton to be UN ambassador. The committee voted along party lines to send his nomination to the Senate floor, but without the usual favorable recommendation. That happened after a maverick Republican on the committee declared that Bolton was unsuited for the job. NPR's David Wellner reports.
This was the Foreign Relations Panel's second attempt to vote on the Bolton nomination. Objections raised by Ohio Republican George Voinovich 3 weeks ago had postponed the vote. Since then, more than 30 people have been interviewed about allegations that Bolton bullied subordinates and sought to exaggerate intelligence reports. The panel's Republican chairman, Richard Lugar, declared at the outset of today's five-hour session that he did not think the evidence from the probe disqualified Bolton's nomination. But while Lugar endorsed confirming him as UN ambassador, he pointedly noted that Bolton's actions were not, in his words, always exemplary.
On several occasions, he made incorrect assumptions about the behavior and motivations of subordinates. At other times, he failed to use proper managerial channels or necessarily personalize internal disputes. The picture is one of an aggressive policymaker who pressed his missions at every opportunity and argued vociferously for his point of view. In the process, his blunt style alienated some colleagues, but there is no evidence that he has broken laws or engaged in serious ethical misconduct.
And then Ohio Republican Voinovich broke ranks again with his fellow Republicans on the Bolton nomination.
I believe that John Bolton would have been fired if he'd worked for a major corporation. This is not the behavior of a true leader who upholds the kind of democracy that President Bush is seeking to promote globally. This is not the behavior that should be endorsed as the face of the United States to the world community in the United Nations. Rather, Mr. Chairman, it is my opinion that John Bolton is the poster child of what someone in the diplomatic corps should not be.
Still, Voinovich said he'd support sending the nomination to the Senate floor without recommendation. He did so after noting that he'd met with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who'd assured him Bolton would be under her supervision. Voinovich said he regretted not asking her why she'd want an ambassador who needed supervision. The panel's top Democrat, Joe Biden, recounted a conversation he'd had with Rice about Bolton, in which he said she'd been informed Bolton's nomination was necessary.
And I asked the rhetorical question, if you couldn't say no now to that nomination, how are you going to say no if, in fact, he breaches the control that you indicate to me that will be imposed upon him?
Other Republicans rallied around the embattled nominee. Virginia's George Allen repeated White House arguments that Bolton's nomination is really about reforming the United Nations.
We are not electing Mr. Congeniality. We do not need Mr. Milquetoast in the United Nations. We're not electing Mr. Peepers to go there and just be really happy and drinking tea with their pinkies up and just saying all these meaningless things when we do need a straight talker. And someone is going to go there and shake it up, and it needs shaking up.
But Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel said assertions that the nomination is about UN reform are patently ridiculous. He reminded Allen that the president's father was once one of those UN ambassadors whom Allen had characterized as drinking tea with their pinkies up. Besides Hagel and Voinovich, two other Republicans, Alaska's Lisa Murkowski and Rhode Island's Lincoln Chafee, also expressed concerns about Bolton. Their dissent was noted by ranking Democrat Biden.
It doesn't appear that Mr. Bolton has the confidence of the majority of this committee. And I would suggest that it may be worth the president's interest to take note of that.
Democrats said the fight over Bolton's nomination will continue on the Senate floor. They have not said whether they'll resort to a filibuster to stop that nomination. David Wallner, NPR News.